So the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Kelim Perik Hey Mishnah Yud. Remember what we learned about a Mishnah Ches? Remember our Mashal with the duct tape rings? A roll of duct tape? Well, that's what kind of this oven looks like, at least in terms of its shape, because he sliced it into three in the width. If you also remember from Mishnah Ches, we learned that if the height of these rings from the cut-up oven is less than 4 tefachim, it's tar. But if he smears clay over the outside and puts it back together again, once again, it'll be mekabel tumah when he reheats it. The Mishnah finished by telling us that instead of smearing the clay right onto the walls of the oven, instead he kind of built a model of clay around the oven, a ring around the oven, but there's a space between the clay and the oven, and he filled up the space with sand and pebbles. So we said even a tardika person and a tamadika person can bake bread, and the bread won't become tummy, because this oven won't become tummy, even if the tamadika person would put his or her hands on the oven. Now, in our Mishnah, we're going to see, where he didn't put sand or pebbles between the walls of the oven and the clay mold around it. Rather, after he cut the oven and he puts the rings back on top of each other, he puts sand or clay in between the rings, like there's cement in between bricks. He put this sand or clay in between the rings. It's not cement, it's sand or clay. Let's see our Mishnah. Chasachai chulyais, if he cut the oven, again he cut it in the width. So we have these rings or these rolls. And he placed sand bein chulya lechulya, and explains about tenura. He smeared the outside with clay, so that's holding it together. Rabbi Eliezer mitayet. Rabbi Eliezer says this oven is tahar. There's sand in between the rolls. That's like it's broken. The chachamim mitamen. The chachamim say no. The oven is tamei. The chachamim say, look, he smeared the outside with the clay. That puts it all together again. It's no longer a broken oven. Zak the Mishnah ze tanuroi shel achnoi. Achnoi is a coiled snake, a round snake. A round snake? Where does a round snake come in over here? Zak the batanura. This was a big machlaikis. And Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim kind of encircled their shitas with many rayas from all different places. This snake, the achna, or achnoi, makes a circle like a hoop, and actually puts its tail into its mouth. And that's a mashal to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who surrounded themselves with all kinds of rayas to prove their point. And the Gemara in Bav Metzia tells us a whole story about this machloikis, which we'll soon share with you. We've mentioned it before. But first, let's see the rest of the Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah, Yoiris hu Arvian. The Arabs that were traveling had an interesting way of baking bread. They had these Yoiris hu Arvian. Technically, Yoiris means a pot. This wasn't a pot. What was it? What they would do is, shehu choifer ba'aretz, they would dig into the ground, v'tachbetit, and smear the clay over the walls in the ground. They lit the fire in the hole, and the bread was baked on the walls of the hole. Because that's how they did it in the oven also. They put the dough onto the walls. So zakta mishnah, im yachala tit lamoid b'fnei atzmai. Let's say the earth would disappear. The earth would sink into the ground. And the clay that he smeared would stay on top. Would it be able to hold? Is it firm enough to stay in one place, or would it fall apart? If it would be able to hold, if you can kind of take this clay out of the hole and it would stay in the shape of the hole, then tummy, then the oven is tummy, because it becomes like a keli on its own. But v'im lav, if you can't lift this clay out of the hole, it'll fall apart. It won't be able to stand on its own, then tahar. Because if the tit, if the clay isn't a keli on its own, if you don't have an oven, you have a hole in the ground. And a hole in the ground does not become tummy. V'zeh tanuroi shel ben dinoi. Who's ben dinoi? Zokta batanura b'shem is rebeim, the name of a person who would make these kind of ovens. The batanura says, v'anishamati, and I heard, why was it called tanuroi shel ben dinoi? Shedanu by dinam harba, because many halachais, many v'kuchim, many discussions took place about this type of an oven. All right, let's go back to this story with Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tesamit Beis, that you had this big machloikis in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether this type of a taner with the sand in between the rings is tar or not, and they pass like the roiv, that it is mekabel tumah. Because after all, the clay around it keeps it in place, it's an oven. And a maisa taka happened, where a sheretz came into the oven, to the airspace of this tanner, and afterwards they cooked taharis over there. Rabbi Eliezer said, they're tar. He held the tanner is not makabel tuma. The other chachamim were not makabel as das. They said, no, taharis came into this oven, it's tame. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer answered, kol shuvais sheba oilam, to show he's right, but they weren't masking to him. And then Rabbi Eliezer started to show miracles, moifsim. Rabbi Eliezer said, im halacha kemoisi, again, this is from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, daf nun tes amid beis, if the halacha is like me, that indeed this oven is tar, charuv ze yechiach. This carob tree should show us. And nekar charuv mimakoimai mea ama. The carob tree was ripped out of its place 100 amas, that's 200 feet. The army law, some say arba mea sama. That's 800 feet. But Chazal were not impressed. Amrle, they said to him, Ein mevien ra'oya min acharuv. We don't pass nishalas on carob trees. Why did he pick a carob tree? He meant to be miramis to them, says the Marsha. A carob tree doesn't produce peiros only after 70 years. As if to say, your halacha, it's not producing peiros. Chazal va'amal hemsa, he told them afterwards, Im halacha kamaisi, if the halacha is like me, amas hamayim echichu. And there was a water. Let's say it was going from right to left. Chazru amas hamayim lachreim. The water like screeched to a stop and suddenly started going in the opposite direction. Maybe it didn't screech to a stop, but it started going in the opposite direction. That's about as big as a moifus as you can imagine. Amrullah, they sent him, Eim nevi'in rayim, the amas hamayim. We don't bring proof from amas hamayim. The Mashah explains, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, why is divrei Torah compared to water? Just like water always goes to the lowest point. You want to see if your floor is crooked, see which way the water goes. So normally if a water is running, it's because one side is lower than the other side. The water runs down the mountain. But this water is running up the mountain, as if to say, you're not really thinking. If you would be machnia yourself, if you can admit that you're wrong, you will see that I'm right, says Rabbi Eliezer. So when they were not impressed with the Amas HaMayim, Rabbi Eliezer said, Malacha kamaisi kaslei beis HaMedrash yechichu, let the walls of the beis HaMedrash show it. And the walls of the beis HaMedrash started to fall. And Rabbi Yeshua yelled. He said, Im talmidei chachamim menatzchim zeh zeh b'halacha, if we're having this discussion, atam mativchim, why are you mixing in? So loy naflu, on the other hand, the walls did not completely fall. Mivnei kvoidei shel Rabbi Yeshua, says the Gemara, but they didn't straighten out either because of the cover of Rabbi Eliezer. V'adayin matin v'omdim, and they're still there crooked. You have to understand, we're talking here about Halakha Tanoim. The Arizal says the smallest of them were able to be mechayim mason. Then Rabbi Eliezer said to them, Im halacha kamaisi min ha-shamayim echichu. And a baskel rang out from Shemayim, and the baskel said, Malachim etzel Rabbi Eliezer. Shehalacha kamaisi b'chol mokka. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Omad Rabbi Yeshua al raglov. Rabbi Yeshua stood up. And he said, Loi b'shamayim, the Torah is not in Shemayim. The Torah was given to us. What does it mean, my loi b'shamayim? Om Rabbi Yirmiya, shekvan nit n'Torah mehar Sinai. The Torah was given in Har Sinai. Ein anu mashgichim b'baskel. We're not going to look at baskels. That's not how we paskin halachis. We paskin halachis in the Torah. And the Torah says, Acharei rabim lahatais. The Gemara tells us, Ashkechei Rabbi Nosson Eliyahu. Rabbi Nosson found Eliyahu Yanavi. And he said to him, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing while all this was taking place? Amalei kachayich, kaviyachol, because it doesn't mean in a physical sense, but the Eibishter was happy about this. Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai, Hashem said. My children are right. The Torah goes, when you sit down to learn, the Tamid HaChacham of the generation sit down and they paskin and they work hard to understand and they reach a hachlata, that's the psak halacha. We don't paskin by simonim and shemayim or by trees flying all over the place or by rivers changing directions or by falling walls and not even by a baskel. So oisa yoyim on that day, have you called taharis? Shatir Rabbi Eliezer, they brought all the taharis. Rabbi Eliezer was mitaher usrafu mi'esh, and they burnt it. But the story is not over. The Chachamim put Rabbi Eliezer in Cheirim. V'nimnu olav uverchuhu. The problem was, who's going to tell Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Kiva said, I'm going to go. Because if the wrong person goes, he's going to be machriv the entire world. It shows us how great Rabbi Eliezer was. He had the power to do that. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? Lov ashchayrim, he put on black clothes. V'nesatev shchayrim, wrapped himself in black clothes. V'yashav l'fon of Bericho Garba Amas. And he sat down before Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. He sat down before his Rabbi 4 Amas away. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, Mayoyim Mayimayim. Why is today different than yesterday? So he said, Rabbi, Kimedumali Shechavarecha B'deilim Imecha. Your friends have like separated themselves from you. So Rabbi Eliezer understood what happened. Afu kara begadav, he ripped his clothes, v'chalatz min olav, and took off his shoes, and he slipped away and sat down on the ground, and zalgu elav demois, and he began to cry. And at that time, because of the tsar of Rabbi Eliezer, laka olam shlish bezeisim, a third of the olives were destroyed, a third of the wheat was destroyed, a third of the barley. Some say, av batzak shabidei isha tipach, even dough that a woman was kneading, let's say, all of a sudden it got ruined. Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat, and suddenly a storm came. The boat was about to capsize. Rabbi Gamliel said, uh-oh, I think this is because of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalayla, Goli v'yedua lefenecha shaloy lechvaydi asisi, it wasn't done for my honor, but loy lechvayd beis abbasisi, not for the honor of my father's house, for the house of Rabbi Gamliel, they were the Nesiim. We did it for your honor. And at that time, the waters became calm. Not that we can truly understand this, but you know that the Medrash Tanhuma in Parshas Chukah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he heard the koil of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yoshev ha'osik b'parshas parah haduma. Eliezer, b'ni Yom Eliezer, my son says that an egg on a roof has to be a year old and a parah has to be 2 years old. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shalayla, well, Yoinim atachtoinim shalachahein, up there in Shemayim, but down here it's all yours, and you're repeating a halacha in the name of a basar v'dam? Omar loy? So Hashem said to Moshe, tzadik echad asid lamed b'ilami, there's going to be a tzadik in my world. The Heligatani Rabbi Eliezer. And this is what he's going to say? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbeinu ha'ilamim, yi rotsa shehei mechelotzai, can Rabbi Eliezer be from my enoklach? Hashem said, yes, chayecha, shu mechaletzecha. So when Moshe Rabbeinu had a son, and he said, v'shem ha'echad Eliezer, he was referring to Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. As I state in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chukas. In the Sefer Maharam Mipano, it says, that Moshe was also mespal of Eliezer, he should be saved from the guillotine. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu called his son Eliezer, because Hashem saved him from the sword of Parai. When Parai tried to have his executioner chop off Moshe Rabbeinu's head, his neck turned into marble. And the Gemara tells us in Masechtas of Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Eliezer was once caught by the Mina, and he was also on the chopping block, literally. And the last minute, Rabbi Eliezer was saved. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo for. Ah! So, you must think that Rabbi Eliezer, probably from the moment he was born, he was this amazing tzaddik. Stam, he knew all of Shas before he was a day old, right? So let me tell you what's brought down in the Pirkei, the Rabbi Eliezer. It's also brought down in Avastar of Nas and Perik Vav. When Rabbi Eliezer was young, he didn't learn Torah at all. He didn't know any Torah. Not even Shema, not even Berachas HaMazon, not even how to daven. He was a strong bacher. And he used to go out with his brothers to plow the fields of his father. But his brothers got the easy job, the straight fields. He had to plow on the mountain and in a place where there are stones and the earth is tough. And one day he was sitting and crying, and his father asked him, why are you crying? It's because you have so much of a harder job than they do. They plow in the straight fields, you have to plow the rocks. Don't cry, tomorrow you'll do the straight job, the easy job. So as he was doing the easy job, he's still crying. So his father said, what now? You're upset you have to do even this work? So he said, no, I'm crying because I want to learn Torah. If I can plow through rocks, for sure I could understand Torah. His father laughed. To learn Torah? Now you're going to start? Now you can get married. You're going to go to a cheder now, to pre-1A? But Eliezer was not deterred. He wanted to learn. He told his father he wants to go to Yerushalayim and learn by Rabbi Yechonah Zakkai. His father got upset and he said, well, now plow the entire field. And before that, you're not getting anything to eat. Hyrcanus, his father, said, now he'll forget about going to learn Torah. Eliezer fulfilled the words of his father. He woke up in the morning and he plowed the field. But when he finished plowing, he didn't go home to eat. He didn't wait an extra minute. By foot, he set out to Yerushalayim. He had no food on the way, no money to buy anything. When he was hungry, he put some earth in his mouth and chewed it. He shouldn't feel his hunger. Sof kol sof, he got to Yerushalayim, he entered the Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was learning with his Talmidim. He sat down next to him, but he didn't understand a word. He hadn't learned anything till now, and he sat and he cried. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh saw him crying, and he said to him, "Why are you crying, my son?" "Because I want to learn Torah. I want to be able to understand like the other Talmidim." Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and saw he's a grown person, not a child who's starting to learn. Rabbi Yochanan asked him, "You learned nothing till now?" Eliezer answered, "Nothing." "Then I'll teach you Kriya Shema and Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah." And Rabbi Yochanan taught him. And he chazed over everything until he understood it very well. And he taught him more Divrei Torah. And Eliezer learnt with a tremendous cheshek. And he chazed the words of Rabbi Yochanan many times. Who gave him food? No one. He forgot he was hungry. That's how much he loved to learn Torah. 8 days passed. And from the hunger and chewing earth, there was a reich ra that came out of his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh felt it. He understood he probably didn't eat for a long time. So he said to him, "Eliezer, did you eat today?" Eliezer was embarrassed to say that 8 days had passed and no food had come to his mouth, so he was quiet. So Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was meramis, the two other Talmidim. And he asked them quietly to go to the house where Eliezer was sleeping at night and to ask him if they gave him food. They went and they asked the Baal HaSabayis, "Does our friend Eliezer live here?" "Yes, this is his dira." "Does he eat by you?" "No, I thought he eats by Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh. But I did see that he takes something out of his food and he chews on it. Perhaps he has food on his own." So they opened up the sack that she said he takes the food out of. They saw there was no food, just earth. And they went and they told Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh what they found. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh called him. He said, Eliezer, my son, just like the Reach Ra left your mouth because you didn't eat for 8 days, a Shem Tov should emanate from your mouth. You're going to be a Talmud Chacham. From this day and on, you should eat by my table only." And Eliezer stayed by Rabbi Yochanan and learned Torah day and night for many years. One day, Rabbi Yochanan made a suda and he invited all the Chachmi Yisrael and all the Chashuva people and the Bekavadik people of Yerushalayim. They all sat by his table. Rabbi Yochanan said Divrei Torah, and suddenly a new Eirech appeared. It was Rabbi Eliezer's father, Hyrcanus. He didn't come to the Suda. He came to complain about his son Eliezer, who left him in his old age and ran off to Yerushalayim. He asked, "Where is Rabbi Yochanan?" And they told him, "Today? He's preparing a special Suda in his house. You'll find him over there." Hyrcanus came to the Suda. Rabbi Yochanan saw that the father of his Talmud Eliezer came. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Make room for him between the hush of the people." They gave him a Bekavadik place. Hyrcanus wondered, "Why are you giving me such Kavad?" Rabbi Yochanan was merames to one of his Talmidim to stand up. Hyrcanus was watching it. And he told that Talmud to say Divrei Torah before the Archim. Who was that Talmud? It was his son Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer stood up and said Divrei Torah. And the words were so beautiful it made people so happy, like the words that were heard in Har Sinai in the time of Matan Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh stood up from his place and he kissed Rabbi Eliezer on his head with an ahav and a simcha. Hyrcanus' father didn't know what to do. He was so happy. He was so shocked. He said, "Rabbeisai, I came to Yerushalayim to complain about my son Eliezer and to punish him, not to be mekabel anything from his oitzreis. Now, after I have seen what a great Talmud Chacham he is, all of my oitzreis are his b'matana, and his brothers will get nothing." Rabbi Eliezer answered, "Father, if I wanted money, if I wanted kesev azav, I could have asked it of a Kadosh Baruch. He would give it to me. I didn't come here for kesev azav. I love Torah. As far as your oysters are concerned, give it to my brothers. I'll take my chalik only. I don't ask anything of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, only to be able to learn." And Rabbi Eliezer stayed in Yerushalayim and he learned Torah until he became the Rabbam of Klal Yisrael.